This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Friday, July 17th. This is John Michael Marty. What do you give for them? Well, that's how the auctioneers say. Illinois auctioneer Andrew McDowell finished fourth recently in the International Livestock Auctioneer Championship that was held in conjunction with the Calgary Stampede in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. A lot of us know Alvy and Andrew for their work down at the Greenville Livestock Auction. Andrew was one of 28 entries from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. The prelims were held last Friday at the Old Livestock Market at Olds, Alberta, with the top 10 qualifiers competing at the Stampede on last Saturday. McDowell sells the weekly livestock auction at Greenville Livestock, located just south of I-70 there on 127. Andrew McDowell finished fourth in the International Livestock Auctioneer Championship. Congratulations to you, Andrew. I've heard you do a heck of a job. Jersey County Fair is going on this week, among other events, but one of the things that the fair in Jersey County is doing, Farm Bureau Young Leaders are hosting a canned food drive for the county food pantries throughout this year's fair. If you are heading over to the Jersey County Fair, you might want to take a bag of maybe a couple of cans of food. Donations of canned goods can be placed in the bed of the Camo Harvest for All utility vehicle that's parked in the exhibition shed behind the grandstand. The Farm Bureau Young Leaders thank you in advance if you can help them out. Helps ensure all Jersey County families have food on the table this summer. But that food drive is being run by the Farm Bureau Young Leaders of Jersey County during the Jersey County Fair this week. Corn farmers from Illinois, U.S. Senator Mark Kirk and U.S. Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth joined hundreds of others yesterday at a rally on Capitol Hill, telling the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to follow Congress's intent on the renewable fuel standard. They had a rally for rural America, basically giving the EPA one message, and that's to leave the RFS alone. That renewable fuel standard shouldn't be changed. We're telling the EPA hands off the RFS. That, according to Kenneth Hartman Jr., a family farmer from Waterloo who serves as the Illinois Corn Growers Association president. The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed cutting the RFS for corn ethanol by 3.75 billion gallons through 2016. That represents nearly 1.5 billion bushels in lost corn demand. And we've been talking about this since it first came up. Illinois farmers export more than a billion bushels of corn annually. And that's, according to Senator Kirk, that's why he supported them on trade and will continue to support them in the fight for a fair renewable fuel standard. Now, here's some numbers that are a little bit, they're frightening. As Senator Kirk illustrated, the EPA's proposed cuts would be the equivalent of Illinois corn farmers losing their entire export market. USDA forecasts the total cost of growing corn to be about $674 an acre in 2015, $682 an acre in 2016. And for 2015, with an estimated yield of just under 167 bushels an acre, that puts the cost of production at about $404 per bushel. U of I ag economists are estimating that for the average 1,500-acre grain farm in central Illinois, net income is projected at just $7,450 in 2015, down some $96,000 from 2014. By reducing the RVO numbers and the associated corn demand by nearly 1.5 billion bushels, the EPA proposal will negatively impact the price of corn, driving it below the cost of production and driving farm income perilously low. Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth said that the RFS is important from a national security perspective. American investors and consumers at the gas pump are better off supporting American jobs and access to clean, secure American energy rather than Middle Eastern oil. as a veteran and a member of the House Armed Services Committee. According to Duckworth, she sees renewable homegrown fuel as not only critical for the environment, but also as a national security imperative. The renewable fuel standard is real. State of Missouri did something maybe Illinois should follow suit on. State of Missouri filed suit against the USDA on Wednesday. Farmers get enough headaches from Mother Nature without any more from Uncle Sam, Governor Jay Nixon said. Nixon said a lawsuit is in order to block the USDA from enforcing its crop acreage reporting deadline. Now, this makes a lot of sense. The governor filed a request with the USDA, but learned Tuesday that the request was denied, therefore the lawsuit. The governor's office said recent severe weather and flooding has set farmers back. We all know that. About 60% of the producers have not been able to report their acreage. Now, the heavy rainfall and flooding recently experienced in Missouri makes it impossible for the majority of Missouri producers to meet the current deadlines. A simple extension is a reasonable request, and its denial by the USDA makes no sense. That's why I've asked General Koster to take action to prevent the federal government from enforcing this unreasonable deadline that would hurt the majority of Missouri's farmers and our number one industry. That's part one of our farm show. We'll be back with part two in just a moment. Welcome back to part two of the farm show. This is John Michael Marty. 4C Winery had a chance last night to show off up at the Illinois Products Farmers Market at the state fairgrounds up in the shed down from the dairy building. The Illinois Products Farmers Market takes place every Thursday at the fairgrounds, and last night was 4C's first opportunity to be part of that. The report was they sold a lot of wine and made a lot of friends up there. So congratulations to Gary and Diane. They deserve that. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, Hillsboro's 20th Annual Old Time Tractor Show takes place the 18th and 19th out at Lake Hillsboro Park in Hillsboro. A couple of days of a lot of fun with shade trees and parking for you. Registration from 9 to 11. The games start at 1. There's some really cool, neat pedal tractor races. They've got antique cars, antique tractors, antique lawnmowers. Quite a bit to look at, quite a bit to enjoy, and a lot of fun. They'll have breakfast and lunch served by the Luck and Buck Saddle Club. And the pedal tractor raffle, they're giving away a couple of cute pedal tractors, a pink one and a red one, a pink Farm All and a red International. How about that? The proceeds from that raffle go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association, if for no other reason than to help out that tremendous organization. Might be a good place to stop by and maybe drop a couple bucks on the pedal tractors. For more information, you can contact Andy Theriak at 534-2414. You can call Judy Probst at 538-2054 or Jim Langheim 710-1514 or Arlen Kasten 341-8690. Had a nice visit with Andy Kasten and Judy and Andy during the farm show yesterday, and they talked a lot about what this all entailed. It's been going on for 20 years, and it seems to get bigger all the time, and the kids and the adults both have a really good time. All right, back to some farm news. China's ban on poultry imports from the United States, where flocks have been ravaged by bird flu, could give Brazilian farmers a foot in the door of the biggest import market, literally. It's chicken feet the Chinese are especially keen on, a popular side dish. They'll pay as much for the breast, they'll pay as much for the chicken feet as they will for the breast. A delegation from China's quarantine office in Beijing left Brazil earlier this month after a 10-day mission to inspect potential new meat suppliers in four states, the Brazilian Trade and Investment Promotion Agency said. Brazil already supplies about half of China's broiler meat imports. Export approval for seven extra packing plants could push chicken meat sales to China to 800 million from 518 million last year. The trade group known as APEX said the for U.S. farmers, that could cut into their most lucrative overseas market for chicken feet. There's no country in the world that consumes as much chicken feet as China or that pays the prices China does, said Rennie Eduardo Girardi, industrial manager at Seavale. The agribusiness cooperative will ship 15,340 tons of chicken meat to China this year, accounting for a quarter of its chicken meat exports. So, chicken feet, chicken breasts to the Chinese, they're both pretty much the same. Okay. Well, again, don't forget the old-time tractor show this weekend, and also if you're going to the Jersey County Fair, don't forget to maybe take a couple of cans of food to drop off in that utility vehicle behind the grandstand to help out the food banks throughout Jersey County. That's our farm show for Friday. Hope you have a great weekend, everybody. This is John Michael Marty.